Monday, July 17, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3:02.
Okay, Dakota County Board of Equalization, July 17th, 2017, it is 9:07. Joan, can you call the order? We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kevin?
Joan? Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm back at home. This is when we started.
Yeah, right? On this side?
Yeah, we were side by side.
Okay, current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll start with the consent agenda with the approval of previous minutes for July 6th.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, Tony, a second here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, new business. Jeff Curry, the assessor, to present report of clerical errors to the board to review and correct assessment of undervalued or overvalued property.
We don't. Today we're just going to do Turk stuff.
Okay. So we've got no clerical errors?
No. Oh, we have. We'll have more to do, but I knew today was a big day, so I just brought the Turk stuff.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on. We'll set additional board meeting date to review valuation protests. And we're looking at July 20th. Anybody have a problem with July 20th?
No.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to set July 20th.
July 20th, okay.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
Wednesday,
isn't
it?
Thursday. Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah,
9 o'clock. That works for you guys.
I did not make that an action, so I guess we just set it.
Okay. We just set it. There's no action required.
I don't have it.
Okay, perfect.
But I'm 80.
I know. Are
okay.
You?
Yeah.
We're on to review the property valuation protests. Considering all papers relating, the findings and recommendations of the referee, you may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or to hear testimony or may set aside such findings and hear the protests anew. Okay. Ready, Joan?
Let the good times roll.
Okay, parcel 22001984, Joan C. Manning.
Well, let's see. There's a house run down. This is a pretty big discrepancy, obviously, so we need to probably, okay. I think, anyways.
The yeah. Condition at 4.
What can you guys tell us about this here?
Well, that was valued at $85,000 2 years ago, and last year was that down year on that, so it went back to $61,000. You would have gone back to $85,000, but I dropped it to poor condition.
You mean it was down a year ago because of the...
$100,000. Otherwise, it would have stayed about the same, but okay. I did some poor condition.
Okay, so that's lower than what it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, parcel 22004-2853, Bruce and Deborah Nelson. Okay, there's one of 23, and you lowered it back down 3.
Yeah, I looked into the land, and it appears equalized with everything around it. I know some of the commercial stuff around there didn't roll over, so that's probably why there's a discrepancy. And then I just, the building was entered in incorrect, so I changed it to a wood frame building and then lowered the condition a little bit. But it's right where it should be.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
Okay.
It was a big jump in the land value. But I checked into it, and it appears equalized. So.
Okay.
All right.
Before we go on, the ones that were dropped, like neighborhood 100 and 110 and all those, I guess when we read them, just let us know right away.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a given.
Skip through it a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'll
save me a lot of time because...
You guys know what you're doing, so. Okay, parcel 22007578, Beerman Farm Incorporated. That stays the same.
These are all farmland, aren't they?
Yep.
All these.
Okay. They're asking for it to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But it stayed the same as it was previously.
So the referee recommendation is still the same, is what you said?
He is saying one sale does not affect the total market.
And we did use that sale in our array of sales, so it's in there.
What was the cost per acre that you guys were going off of?
Well, we didn't really have a cost per acre.
You mean like the
LVGs?
Yeah, our LVGs are the standard for irrigated, dry, grass, trees. Each one of those, based on the sales, gets a set value for it by soil types.
Yeah.
And that's how we equalize. So if Beerman Farms is in, let's call it neighborhood one or market area one, if he has a 1A1 or a 1A soil, it goes to that table and it gets that value. And when we say it's equalized, what we mean is everybody in market area one with 1A1 or 1A has to use that table and that value. So that's how it gets equalized, based on that table. And then as far as how the number gets set in that table, that would be based on the sales. I think we had 6 or 8 in market area one that are all in there still.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What they do?
And what Scott did was he just brought in one sale, and we can't make any adjustments based on one sell when we have to use all of them.
He used one low sale, and then we could come up with 5 higher sales, but he didn't use those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't have either. I mean, I picked the right sale.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
But we comp it with more than just one sale.
Yeah. Okay. So if the land's going down, though, we have a couple sales where it's going down. We're going to start seeing them go down next year.
Yeah, because what you're looking at as far as going down is the recent sales. And what we do by statute is we actually use 3 years on it.
Oh.
So we still got 1 year of really hard stuff in there that has to be calculated into it. If we just took the sales from like the last 5 sales, it would look like we need to go down. But if you use all the sales we have to use, we're moving up. I think
it's not going to go up next year for sure.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
God, I hope not.
No, we're not going. And
one thing with this county, there isn't a lot of land sales.
No,
about 5 years, I could name on one hand how many.
Yeah, 6 in one area and 8 in the other for 3.
Just
that's
many.
3 years. Yeah.
But it needs to go down. It's,
Skip Price is so small, some land cheap.
Yeah, you can start a trend.
I will. Might have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as all the sales, as long as they stay consistent.
Yeah. You need to read that in. And
again?
I haven't heard it.
He read it.
He read the parcel.
Yeah, I'll read it. Parcel 22007578, Pyramid Farm. Okay. Yeah. Referee's recommendation then?
Yeah. I think we have to.
These are all going to be the same all the way down. Just read the numbers you want to.
Okay. The following will be Behrman Farms, parcel 22007367, 22007431, 22007574, 22007493, 22007504, 22007452, 22007403, 22007408, 22007437, 22007499, 22007585, 22007409. Okay, and we see where nothing went up on any of them, and you guys recommended this stays the same.
Yeah, no change. Yeah, we'll just go through any of those.
Okay. Okay. The next. Five are Cottonwood Flats Incorporated, parcel 22008398, 22027395, 22008541, 22008388, 22008281. These are going to be farm, and it looks like we've had just two changes on parcel 22008308. We went up about 60,000.
It stayed the same, Kevin. Current value in referee.
The previous. Total.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 50.
What's previous total? That's the year before. Okay.
Yeah. So we went up about 50.
Didn't he call in? He called me last week and said he was going to call and dismiss all these protests.
Oh.
But maybe he didn't. His was Cottonwood Flats. What we did is we broke all his WRP out and redid his land use, and he's added two new pivots out there. So you'll see increases on his because it's irrigated versus dry.
Okay.
And he came in, he actually came back, and I sat with him for about an hour and went through every one of them, and he agreed with me. He left to go to the FSA office just to compare, make sure my acre counts for irrigated versus dry were okay, and he called back and said it matched, so he was going to dismiss them.
Okay, so we'll go with the referee then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, parcel 22019-6656, Christopher Cornell.
We would like to skip that one.
This is I talk about them all at the same time.
That's the stink one?
Yeah.
Oh, blue okay. Box.
Yeah, the blue ox one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Blue ox,
okay.
big ox. Some ox.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't recognize the names of those guys except for Baker.
Yeah. So this will probably be the only one today, you think, that we'll push back into the other group.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the other group on Thursday.
Okay. Next one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, is Danny D. and Lillian M. Rager. Parcel 22003866, 22002546, 22004078, 22004093, 22004042, 22004745, 22004669.
Looks like they were lower. Is this a 100 or 110 area? Mm-hmm. And it looks exactly what happened. Obviously, they were lower. I mean, they all look normal to me. I mean, referee's recommendation, it looks like. Does anybody have any questions on them? Listen to me, I'm trying to, run the meeting here.
Pretty cut and dry.
I'm trying to run the meeting here.
Look, you're going.
I'm sorry.
You can't.
I don't want that one. No. I'll switch it. I'll take this one. Committee, you take the other one.
It's $40 extra pay period. You can buy a new vehicle if you do that. A Kia.
All right. Anyway, I think the referee's recommendation on all them.
That $40 goes to buy those gummies that you bring in, right?
Exactly.
You might go backwards.
Okay, so all of those we're going to go with the referee's recommendations.
Yeah, they're all rentals, so their condition is a little lower than, I dropped a little lower than it was.
Okay, parcel 22005-6277, and, well, Richard and Peggy Akins. Okay, there's about 30. What's
150 roughly to 181, now back down to 175.
Okay.
Condition bad.
They thought it was overvalued.
Yeah, compared to other houses, but I looked at some of the stuff that he was comparing it to, and it's market value. And then the next one is the land behind his house.
75.
Which he thought maybe it was landlocked, but it's connected to his home, so it's just like a giant backyard. And all the land in that area is
67 or 68 or 75.
I don't think I changed the land, and then I just lowered the condition of the home to average.
Okay. Parcel 22006-9921, that's also Richard and Peggy Akins. Was that the land?
The land behind, yeah.
The landlocking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, parcel 22004-0109, Donna Hoke. This one up about 14,000.
Yeah, this is just market and
no change.
Okay. Parcel 22001-8472, Dwayne J. and Ruth J. Altz. There's one up 20.
Yeah, neighborhood 100.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now we're back to market. Yeah.
Okay. Commercial 22016-4576, MDC Coast 2 LLC. And theirs went up
about a million.
So,
what is this?
Walgreens.
Okay.
What was the reasoning for theirs going up that much?
It's not enough.
It's been undervalued.
Sold for almost $5 million.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah, it sold twice for over what it's been undervalued for about a decade now from the day it was built.
What? Tell me that again. It was sold for what now?
It sold twice, once for four or something, and once for over five.
Two. It sold.
Just sold twice.
When was last time it was sold?
Last year, 2 years ago, I think.
Last year,
what?
Yeah.
Is
it
16?
Right here.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah,
should be
right there's the
521.
It's
pretty hard to argue that.
Yeah, that's the way we looked at it.
And Sioux City as well, and it's all right in line.
Yeah, we equalize it all.
Okay. Sioux City had two or three Walgreens, so we went over and looked at what theirs were. And
ours was right. I mean, basically.
It sold at $5 million
and $4.9 or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can put it at $4.9.
We're not sure about the nature of the sale that could have included.
Usually on a commercial, there's personal property, and this one here they didn't say there was, but the assumption is there is. So we try to balance that out so we don't go too high. It's their own fault. We should actually kind of force them.
Well, you'd think
they'd
keep it separate, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We tried like a franchise then. Wouldn't help us out in my
city.
Give
them full black gas.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's well under what they sold it for. Right. I don't have an issue with it.
Yep.
Okay, 22017877, John W. Catherine P. Heitman. There's one up 50,000. What one is this?
If it's 291 to 360, is that the one on Elgin Avenue?
I'm not sure what it is. What was that parcel number again?
It's parcel number 22017877. John Heitman?
Yeah, it's on Elgin right there, 1403. Did you see that spread? It's up by my house.
Yeah.
I'd give him.
I
would give him $350,000 for that setup.
Right. Is this the one with the metal build, the big brick?
Yeah, the brick with the building attached to it. Yeah, it's a beautiful home.
Yeah. Okay. He just needs to stick a for sale sign in front of it and see what numbers start coming at him.
Too high. Yeah, realtor, you bet. I don't know who's your realtor.
My neighbor said it's too high.
My neighbor.
No, I would.
Okay. 22002108 Michael and Janice Huizinga.
Huizinga.
Is that how they're saying it now?
Something like it.
I dealt with the board.
That's Huizinga, isn't it? It's Huizinga. It's Huizinga.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. They live on 30 B Street.
Which one? Well,
that one went up. Yeah, B Street. Yeah, it's Huizinga.
They lowered it back down. That looks good.
The insurance guy.
I'm not going to tell you the story, Mark.
Oh, that's a different one.
About them.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Conditions.
Nice corner house there. Yeah. Okay.
22005412 Mary and Douglas Beller.
Again, they lowered it. It's only 5,000 more than last year. Can't argue that.
Could it?
Commercial 22017320 Sue and Gustavo Campos Davenport.
This one lowered, didn't it?
Yeah, this one lowered by
car wash.
The car wash changed.
Yeah.
Oh, G Street.
Which one is that one?
Yeah, that's
Hank Bostetter's old.
Okay.
There's a picture. Where's it at?
2801 Cornhusker.
Yeah, it's out there by.
Oh, it's right off that one off Old Highway 20. Yeah.
Oh, by Great Southern Bank by Real Walmart.
Yeah, that one is just.
It's got garbage stuffed in it now.
Yeah. Okay. Is this about what they were asking?
No.
Or are they getting outrageous?
Significantly lower number. They wanted it valued as a storage warehouse or a storage because that's what they're using.
And at the end of the day, it's still a car wash.
It's still a car wash.
It's still a car
wash.
It's
still equipped as a car wash.
Yeah.
As far as we know,
we can't change it.
Okay.
But we did. We fixed the record.
Yeah.
It was the quality and condition were wrong on it, so we have.
Okay.
That thing was a cash cow at one time.
Oh, it had to be.
Oh, it was.
He's right in that new TIF, and I know the city's already approached him once to try to buy it.
Yeah.
I talked to him about it. And he's a good guy. So it did need to go down, and I told him to hold out for more money from the city on that TIF deal.
I told him the same thing.
Okay, parcel 22002708, Charles and Teresa Magdans. Theirs went up 30.
Neighborhood 100.
Okay. 100.
All right.
Yeah, it was at 80,000 in 2015.
Now it's
a little over.
Where was that? I had to get more.
Yeah. What was their address?
Address. Yeah, we're good.
Is that a rental?
326 ABC West 19th Street.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay.
Weird address.
All right, 22004256 John and Debbie Wotan. There's one up $6,000. Looks like it's just. They can be off. Is they off 12th, 11th?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's kosher, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably the new division thing.
Okay. Yeah, this is one of those ones that the working file is still there from the ADR, it's like it didn't roll.
Oh, okay.
So I recommend what the working file actually is. So.
Yeah, the working file would be the right number.
Right.
Okay. Parcel 22003-1029, Marcia A. Marin. Went up 10,000, 11,000.
Is that 100 or 110? What is it?
307 West 16th.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The next three are residential for Christopher L. and Casey L. Kruger. Parcel 22006582. 22006760, 22006751.
So they say the same except the top one.
They went actually
down.
So what's
they
the
all went down?
Are those duplexes?
These lot those for purchases.
Yeah. Oh, and Tompkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all went down somewhat, but didn't he stole them though, didn't he?
Yeah. And nobody else. For 125, we'd all be stepping up to the plate with a check. Mm-hmm. I've got two pages of duplex sales. We don't have anything like that, unless it's like one of them converted house deals.
So then why'd it go from the 156 to the 125?
I used the sale, and I've also had the comparables, and per square footage, they were all right there. So,
$60 square foot.
Well, 60 to 80.
Oh, so yeah, you just put them all the same.
Yeah. Oh, so what do you?
We should have put them all at. We should have put them all at 160, 162, 920.
That.
This is that one. I was questioning.
Yeah.
Then the state went down on us.
Yeah.
we'll just go off. Scott.
So those are. That's $60 a square foot.
I don't
foot
want the Krug coming after me.
60 to 80.
I love the Krug.
One of them, Wayne kid. Lives in one, and they just remodeled that one from the basement all the way up.
I know. I'm thinking for $125. That's a hell of a...
No, he's a teacher.
I don't remember the name. He offered that to me for $125.
I'll bring a
check.
He's a banker.
Away.
Okay. Parcel 220-2021.
We sold the old one to Christie. He built one across the street. You should see that's not better.
So on a deal like that... Hold on just a second. When you're lowering all the lowering all those duplexes to, I mean, is
well, two more the same?
Yeah, I know. But I'm familiar with the properties and built a bunch of houses on Fair Oaks myself. It just seems really low.
Well, for what Buck's built, and if it matches the square foot like they did that work, then that means our duplexes are too low, and we'll have to.
And we can look at that next year.
So then
raise them all that whole class up next year. Because I would agree too. Just like I said, I know one of them pretty well.
How long ago did they buy them?
Over the last 3 or 4 years.
And what did he buy them for?
125.
All 125. And there's never for sale signs.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about Kruger?
Yeah.
Well, no. I thought we were done talking about Kruger. No, I've been on board with Kruger, but I thought we were done.
Turned the page.
Marty asked for
that. Okay. That's my verification because
that's okay.
I have properties and I know that I'd have more material in it than that.
Right. All right. No. I'm not second guessing. I mean, I just I thought we were done with Kruger. I'm sorry.
We were, and we went on to the next one.
Okay.
Rob's.
Okay, so...
Hang on, I got one more question about Kruger. I like the Krug. The Krug's good people. That's all I got to say about that.
That is not a question, that's a statement.
Hold on, let me finish with the question. Do you guys know the Krug?
I know him.
I know.
All right, it doesn't matter.
Since he was a baby.
Good kid, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Great guy.
You know the Krug?
He's a banker.
The Krug.
He's
good.
That's probably why he got a good deal. He's a banker.
Okay, so moving on.
From the
group. She was in the neighborhood one where we had the issue before. Where it went lower than it should have. Now we're just getting back to where we should have.
100, yep.
Okay. Okay, 220000557 K Metzger. Hers went down.
Just a fraction, isn't it?
Yeah. What did she...
No, she went from 95,965 to 94,365.
So she thought it should be just even lower.
Yeah, but then
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I might have forgotten.
2-2.
What? It should have stayed the same, right?
I don't know.
No, it went. It lowered by the 1,600.
Oh, okay.
But there, that number is right, though. It's not
94,365.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 22003508 Gregory E. and Nancy S. Harris. There's one of 10. 320
West 27. So they
lowered it again. And they're saying that the sketch was wrong?
Yeah.
Are they saying they have less square footage or...
So I just changed the fair condition, and then I fixed the sketch. I think it was a basement versus crawl space fixed across the front of the house.
Okay. Okay.
That's correct, no?
Yeah, it's...
All right.
22006227, James and Carolyn Starks. They stayed the same, so...
Mobile home, same value.
Yes. All right.
22007125 Michael K. and Shemaine G. Newman.
It's another mobile home.
All right. And what are we on? 22007062 R. Charles and Gail Fowler.
Another mobile home.
Yeah. 22003464 Earl E. and Charlotte M. Haddock. And theirs dropped.
This is a quality and condition change. Wish I could see a picture. I think it's just a modular home. Quality's there.
It's like you met him in the middle.
Yeah.
From 180 to 185 back down to 1.
It's lower than it was last year.
From the original. I just fixed the quality and condition where they should be, and then I just let the computer come up with that.
Our tables, yeah.
Okay. This one, I do not have a parcel number on it. I have a protest number of 154.
Can you read it from the page?
22005482 7 Bradley Johnson.
Okay, 22005482 7 Bradley and Angelica Johnson. Okay. And they're stayed the same.
So yeah, it's the sale price plus a little appreciation as a recent sale. So
where is it?
The dates to protest. Oh, the parcel number. I had read that off.
22007 3910 Kenneth and Linnell Conley. And there's went up $20.
So
well, it had gone up 40.
Yeah, they had an
appraisal. Changed it to 20. So
they had an appraisal done. They live out in my neck of the woods.
I've seen a pattern here.
Neck.
Everyone in their neck of the woods is protesting.
Yeah,
they had a current appraisal that was good.
Yeah, and then the $20 comes from we have to make sure our working file matches what my recommendations are instead of just the math when I made the depreciation.
That's a prefabbed house too, isn't it?
Which one is?
I don't know.
I
think it is.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Either way.
As close as we can with the depreciation.
Next one, 22013678, Timothy J. and Carla R. Smith Decker. He said that he was going to be here.
Too bad. So sad.
Oh, R. Decker?
Yeah.
So, okay, wasn't he here last year? Yeah.
What
did
you
do?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I don't remember him being here.
Yeah. I talked to him Friday, and he said that he was going to be here.
Well, maybe he'll come and he can go.
And 3 years ago, sold for $204,500.
Well, yeah, Mr. Grootkin would also like to be here.
Who?
Grootkin.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah,
Randy. He might not, because Kim.
He might be with Kim.
What's his address?
Right away or more.
Okay.
Well, his was
he said cool. He wanted to be there, but yeah. I just.
So I don't know if Randy's still in the area or Decker, if he went down to Louisiana.
He probably did.
So,
yeah. Last year,
can we.
Even though he does have that.
Is he on
it's
this
not
list?
Worth that. I mean, it's worth a lot. They're expensive. Yeah.
Well, not here, not here.
Well, yeah, because it will look back to right.
Yeah, we can lift it back to it.
Oh, no, we're done with it. Too bad.
We'll treat it just like the Vargas's when they ask for their liquor license. Just wait till the end. Okay. Parcel 22001418
3. Did we do Decker?
Left it open.
Okay, we'll come back to it, I think.
22001418 3, Brandon M. Sterrett. And theirs only went up $2,000.
That's easy enough.
Okay. 22003075 8, Brian Bulky.
What happened here?
And this one went up $20,000.
30, there must be 100. Bulky?
What was
his answer? 33.7 to 71, down, back down to 54.
Too high.
Second
there's Bulky.
What's 21st?
West 21st would be probably
one. You get froze with my spots from sun. Lucky.
Oh, this is the one and a half story, but there's a tote in there, unfinished. The top floor.
There's no
finish. So just another fix the computer and.
Okay.
Let it pull from tables. And
okay. 22004991. Larry J. and Lori A. Marr. There's one of 3,000. Is that their one out on Island?
Farmsteads. Larry passed.
Okay. Yeah, Larry passed.
That's right.
I think that house is definitely a $90,000 house. We're talking about the
temperature.
The one right behind Stapleton's?
Two-story kind of basement, and then
maybe no basement.
Well, she went from 87 to 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, no basement there.
Yeah, she got what she is. Yeah.
Okay, the next three are for Phyllis J. Cleve, 22000956, 22000155 3. 22000375 0.
It stayed the same. And she's still protesting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Yeah.
It's that light connection line.
Well,
it is.
She's saying that. What is the deal here?
She came in and she was protesting her. She had the wrong. She was going from 2015 to 2016, and I was trying to explain to her that it didn't change this year from 16 to 17.
Right.
She just had the wrong year.
Phyllis is Phyllis.
Yeah.
Do I know her?
Well,
I wonder.
It's valued. It's cropland. It's right next to Crumby's old house.
Oh,
oh, Randy.
It's cropland, and it's valued as a city lot.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
That's a law. That's nothing we can do anything about.
But it's in city water limit, village limits.
Water bottle.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
So there's that line.
It's actually Crombie's trees, and then
lots.
Yeah,
and she's made it crop.
Because once you get annexed inside a city limit, then your highest and best is.
So she should have protested the annex. And she
kept asking her to go back and try to talk to somebody at the village and see if it was maybe we have the annexation wrong. Or I did tell her one thing we could try to do is combine them all into one lot that she gets some like land breaks, you know, based on quantity. The more volume, the lower I can get your square foot.
But then if she ever wants to sell them, she'll want them back.
But she'll want it, yeah. So I don't know if she was too keen on that or if she didn't understand what I was explaining, and she left.
Okay.
Probably both. Last time I talked to her, she didn't know what you could say to me.
About death.
She's in the beach.
She's opened her finger and nailed on my desk, so there might be a liability. She keeps clacking her nails, since she broke her pinky nail on the desk. I feel bad.
Okay. Parcel 22002597, Herschel R. and Susan M. Hassebrook. They went up 40,000. Looks like the improvements. This is 40,000.
Yeah, they went out and looked at it and said that it was in fair condition, so I lowered that. So they ended up being lower than their requested value after I changed that.
All right. Okay. All right.
With all that Baywatch money, you should be able to afford it.
Okay, 22007603, Carol Ann Bierman. And hers went down substantially.
Wow.
Is this about what she was asking?
I think there was an appraisal.
Yeah.
I remember this house. The condition is horrible. This man built his house. I'm not sure who owns it exactly, but I think that's his girlfriend, or maybe his wife.
Where is it at?
This is
Lakiwana. Oh, on Lakiwana?
Yeah.
Boy, some of those are in horrible condition.
So it was just trash. I have
pictures. That house is
The house got
horrible
trashed,
inside.
And they're working on it. He's working on it, so we'll go back up to a normal value, but right now it's just...
It's a big house. If you've ever been in it, it's a big house.
Yeah.
It looks like...
What do you mean it was trashed? Like by a renter?
The previous owners or tenants, I think somebody did rent it out.
We were in there and it was
happy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I went to he had an appraisal. He had an as-is appraisal for $80,000 and then a recent appraisal for $95,000.
So he just bought it.
I depreciated it,
recently. I don't know what he paid for it.
What did he pay for it?
He paid 90.
He remodeled it.
He paid $80,000 for it as is, and then I think for some he wanted a loan, so he got the bank loan was $95,000.
It looks like it's right out of the 70s inside of it, shag carpeting.
But it's all
let's cross out.
You can sell it for if you update it. I bet you can get 170 out of shag.
Yeah,
if it's fixed back up,
Once it's fixed back up, it'll be nice. Yeah, it'll go back up in value someone will check it out. It'll go back up. Right now, it's so trash.
Yep.
He brought in costs of. He had two appraisals and he brought in costs of repair. So
we were in there. There was shit.
Okay.
Keep going. Do we want to go back to Decker's?
See here.
Tim's here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Okay. 22013678, Timothy J. and Carla R. Smith Decker went up 11,000. So, John,
he can explain.
I can explain?
I can't explain
why it went up.
How would we know?
I'm just kidding. That's just a reason.
You just like to come and see
us.
I like to come and.
Tim never visits, so.
I guess I'm.
Remember, you put some evidence in your didn't you, Tim?
I get a whole big long packet of things. I know my neighbor's house went down, and I guess I'm wondering why mine goes up, but. I'm dying to do it. I bought it 3 years ago. It wasn't at, it's last year it was reduced to what I paid for it, and we've had some houses sell recently up there, and none of them are appraised at that much. So
you paid $198,500 3 years ago.
It's wet.
Yep. The market.
Three. So if we do an appreciation, what is it? I just did that. 3.37%.
Yeah, in 3 years.
It's got to handle down. I think we're done with it anyway.
That's where it came from.
Oh, okay. I think that's about what it would appreciate.
Right.
198.28. Well, it said 204, but there was, you had, it was different than that, though, wasn't it?
What's that?
The sale price said 204.5, but you actually.
Well, there was 6,000 or. Yeah, 6,000 towards closing costs that I had to pay. Yeah. So
paid,
I mean, really
not
the true sale price is 198.5.
Okay, what you were here last year,
yep,
right? What did we do last year?
198.5.
Yeah. Paid 3 years ago, though.
Why did we raise it again?
It was just the market.
Just made to
it. The home appreciation. So over time, I would be my.
You're saying you've got depreciation because of sinkholes.
That, and I don't believe that the valuation is correct. I mean, there's a house that just sold down the road that's pretty comparable to it for it lists in the assessor site for 172, but according to the MLS sale price, it was 154. I mean, that's a same comparable two-bedroom. It's got a two-car detach and then a huge mort building, kind of about the same as my house. I mean, that's literally four houses down from me. So
was a foreclosure sale, and it actually was supposed to close at 150 something, and it got into a bidding war and went up over 170. But his house, I think, is a 20 quality. Isn't that Johnston's?
Yep.
Does that ring a bell?
Yep.
It's not the same quality.
I think one's a 20 and one's a 30, but can't check.
So
what
go
with is that's Bill's brother, right?
Yep, it's Tim Johnston. I guess my biggest thing is when I looked at my house, I looked at prior year's taxes, and you know, I understand that it would go up a little bit because there was some flood relief, but it used to be appraised at 143 or something like that. I mean, literally, it's jumped up $118,000 in valuation in the last 3 years.
So you paid 198,
which
you thought it was worth that.
Exactly, and that's all I'm really asking for is.
No, it's 3 years ago. That's the only problem we have.
Yeah.
If you went to sell today, Tim, and I know you hate to hear this question, and some people are like, what difference does it make if I wanted to sell it for? But what would you sell it for? What would you put it on the market for today?
I'm thinking roughly what I paid for. I mean, based on what houses are going for around there, I mean, this house that's down there, I guess I don't know how you guys evaluate it, but I look at, you know, roughly when it was built and what it has to offer. It's about the same kind of house. It just sold for 172. There's a house up the river that's a little bit smaller that's selling for 150 some on the market. So I would assume it's got to be right in that area. I mean, I don't think I'm going to turn around and ask $250,000 or $300,000 for a house that I just bought 2 years ago for $194. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me, I guess.
Yeah.
That I would think I haven't done anything to it. The only thing I've done to it is. The only thing I see different now is that I do have a whole bunch more sinkholes. I've been in a radon issue, and I think I'm seeing stuff from the flood. It's slowly happening. You know, there's going to be some issues, like they said there would be. So
we need to keep it equalized.
Yeah.
I have to put this down, and I don't know what the other neighborhoods are.
Okay, can we do this here? Can we go back out there and relook
sure.
at it? Let's do this, okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? Just to make sure that we're all on the same page. I mean, it doesn't matter that you're a county employee. If Joe Blow from Timbuktu came in here, it was fighting over $10,000, same scenario, and had to have your arguments. I would say the same thing.
Yeah,
I would say the same thing. Just go out and take a look at it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say walk around the house and see the sinkholes around the house that I'm talking
about.
Jeff,
can you get that handled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody okay with that?
Before Thursday.
Look at the crack in the cracks in the driveway, which I had none in there when I bought it 3 years ago. So, I mean, there's some issues.
You got to understand, though, it's hard for us to go against these guys. I mean, that's what we hired them for.
Yeah.
For us to.
Well, I mean, I can't help that you guys make mistakes. I mean.
Boy, that's sort of all my
point, isn't it? I mean, what's the other guys? What do you guys want to do? You guys want to? Do you want to go with referee's recommendation, or do you want to let Jeff go out and take a look at it, and we'll talk about it on Thursday?
Yeah, we can go Wednesday and go look at it.
Yeah, but whatever you do, don't drop it below 198.5. Okay, just because he might have a couple cracks and a couple mole holes, or he has a few moles in his yard that he's talking about.
Yeah, well, okay. There must be some big moles.
Every piece of concrete in Dakota County is cracked.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Jim, thanks. See you later.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let me give you a tissue while you're on your way out.
The only thing when we lowered it last year to 198 and then raised it again, obviously,
the market keeps pulling it up. That's what's going on. Yeah. You can't have the same price 3 years ago.
If we need to equalize it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's always going up some.
Yeah, not the same.
Well, the housing market in today's world is not going
down.
It's going
up. It's going up. Had 204.5. It went 198.5.
Okay.
So you pay 204.5%
a year. I mean,
no matter how much your housing costs, it's still 204.5.
You can't change that dollar amount.
No, the sale, that's what it is.
He paid $204.5 for it. I don't care who paid the closing costs. You still paid $204.5.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's true. It's part of the sale. Yeah.
That's
okay.
All
right.
All right. 2200721 67 Dale J and Melissa Hans. There was one up.
Is that hippie?
That's the AKA.
Yeah, he spent twice. Actually,
is this the one on Lake Avenue?
Yeah. The green one now. We're talking roof trusses. There's not a piece of coaxial or 14-2 or 12-2 in the building anymore. It isn't replaced. It literally, you could look all the way through it. And then when he redid the garage, he had to tear rafters out and rebuild the roof.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
And we can't get
a picture, Jim.
This is a case where you're coming down, so much into we just can't value it.
Right by in front of Keene, like going towards my house on Lake Avenue. First home right there off to your right.
He was worried about
You know how many people have asked me, who in the hell redid down that house? It is gorgeous. Yeah.
Okay, I know what you mean.
He moved from Dakota Flats because he hated out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's worth $250.
Oh. So the 360, that's what the computer spit out with the information you had.
Yeah. And it's one of those deals, if you put it for sale, Simon, he's not going to get what he put into it.
Probably.
But we have to account for it. You know, his condition has to be a 40. The only thing that's original on that house is the original basement part of that, and they did work on that, too. Mm-hmm. Everything else is new foundation, new.
Yeah, we'll go with the recommendation. That's a good one. I think he'll be happy with that.
I think so.
The 362, he probably craps pants when he's seen that in the mail.
Yeah.
22005702, Fred Tompkins. And his went up $300, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's doable.
Not the same Fred.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Not the, will be a senator.
You care.
22013310 Nancy Dierenfeld. First one up, 10.
Is that the one out by the river?
That's the chiropractor.
No, that's Darren.
That's the chiropractor. Oh,
she should be right down the... She took the top half of the house, he took the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's right out of the Bluff Road.
She was a good housekeeper. No. She kept the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right out here. Let's leave it.
Yeah, I think that's...
We're going to get it down.
Yeah. 22003043 Robert Dobney.
It must be a 100, 110, probably, or probably not, because 100. It didn't go up enough. A 100?
100.
Okay.
22004451 James W. Mary M. Sorensen. There's one of 26,000.
So it went from 80 to 113, down to 106.
Yeah.
It was just a condition change, but that house is worth $106,000, not
$80,000. Where's it at? What? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a 110. Yeah, I did drop. Yep, it's just back up to where it should be.
Okay. 409
East 32nd.
That's a ranch style of the caps. Yeah, it's a quality, isn't it?
Okay, 22005-0074, James D. Connie J. Freeman. And that actually went down. So, okay.
So do you have a, you can be like a 30 or a 30-40, is that like a 35? What do you say?
We try not to use fives.
Yeah. We try not to.
So you went from 30 to 40. I just was listening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the condition wasn't good, but it's really just an average condition.
Which house is that?
The last, the one
we're showing that one?
Yeah, we went back to
720 East 22nd.
Sword. And I didn't want to go backwards. I was just trying to figure out what he was saying. He said 34.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard that means 34.
Yep.
Yeah. Marty's trying to build.
I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah. I know enough about data. I know enough about data, but they got 15 ways to make everything fit wherever we want it to.
Yeah.
And that's why you're going to be a great commissioner.
Yeah.
I'll have to sit down with it.
The next chair for the next
three.
So Bremen's dropped, right? We're going to stay with that one. Are we done with Sorensen? Mm-hmm. Bremen's went from 151 to 157 down to 141. And, you know, I know they probably haven't done a thing to that house. And I know exactly where it's at. So we're kind of in that neighborhood I grew up. But
is this 22nd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, their backyard was kind. Yeah, it's a brick house. Well, it's all brick in the front, and plus Jimmy lives in it, so
Jimmy's there. Yeah,
I think that it should be priceless.
Yeah.
But anyways, either way.
Okay, 220056846, Sean and Sunday Haggerty. There's one up close to 100,000.
This is the
Sun, 37.
Sunday. The Salzman Gale. Yeah.
30 East 37.
Haggerty, I didn't know that was their conditioning business, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted like 319. What it says? What's the
You know where it's at? If you go past the Karam house, you get the first two houses, and then you turn on that dead end street where there's like two houses on the back
so
in there.
So is this a neighborhood adjustment?
Senator Murphy's house was there, and then
before
the big rock wall. Then that was Ted Saltzman's original home.
Saltzman.
What's the reason for it going up?
Ted's daughter's.
So getting it back to market value.
It got reduced because of 110. That's a 110 neighborhood, so it got reduced last year. But then when it got re-picked up, it got adjusted.
Are you guys comfortable with the 397? Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with it. Yeah.
What was it? What was it 2 years ago? Then before it.
What's it about? Is that 5-6-8-4-6?
Well, you're looking at that. We'll do 220051305. James C. Timothy Eve. Barvis. There's one up about 6,000. Okay.
Is that two dudes' names?
No,
Toby. Oh, Toby. Okay. Everybody.
What would the record ring on?
220036713. Gustavo Ramirez.
What am I going to say next?
Okay.
That's why I love coming here.
Then we draw
it for 300,
then we pick it up and got it back.
That's why they're all
awesome.
We're going to
draw the line here.
Yeah.
Changing up. Okay.
We're like
301.
Neighborhood change.
Okay. Well, unless I hear an objection, I'll just assume that we're going to go with the referees. 220198349, Vern M. and Catherine M. Clymer.
Only one of 8,000.
I'd be happy with that.
Okay, next one.
Joanne, here we go.
Here's the next 5 for Joanne Weber. 2200268662200442872200. 2200172222002694722200024257. 2200423 57.
Looks like only one took a pretty big hike from the 119 or 120 up to 155.
They're probably all in Homer, aren't they?
Some of them are probably down along South Sea, aren't they?
Is this all the rentals? Or
is this a bunch of rentals?
Yes.
Okay. I guess the one that jumped like 30,000. Just a little background on that, then the rest I think are fine.
Fine. Yeah.
So what was the number of the one with the big jump?
It is protest number 194, 2200442 87.
No change.
What? Yeah, she has a bunch of South Sea too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the west side she has. So what do we do?
Okay. Didn't we hear these before?
You lost that neck 3 inches.
Joanne, I think we had some turtles from the last year we talked about. Oh, that one's a duplex.
Ian already talked about that.
There's some. Because doing that Joanne Weber one with the basement that came off the side.
Well, didn't drop. I keep on mind saying.
Why do you do that?
Was that a Joanne Weber one?
That could have been because she has a ton of property, a lot of rentals all over. Like the Homer, South Sioux.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the one that Joe lives in, the house. The one I think she had houses that were that kind of money.
This one's a duplex. That looks like.
Okay. It's getting warmer in here. Way to go, Chance.
That's the duplex.
Texting.
That's the one that
grew warm. That went up to 155.
Okay,
that's a duplex.
I can't work in these conditions. I'm sorry.
I would say all duplexes are low anyway.
All duplexes okay.
Okay.
I wondered what the deal was.
Huh? Yeah. Unless anyone has.
What do you say? I said I wondered what the deal was.
Okay. 2202737 21 Ricky J. Rupke. And that one changed.
Wow, he must have put it
significantly.
We had a lake to his property.
Yeah.
In he's on lake.
He had the what?
The lake. He's out there at Lake Iwana. He bought. It's a weird deal for Mari, but basically that old lake out there, he owns the whole back half of it in that transaction, and it should be coded 9999 because it's not dirt, it's not land. And when we rolled him, it came off, so he's paying a per acre price for water.
So he just corrected, basically.
He's paying for water for, the way I look at that stuff out there, because of the Zika virus's effectiveness, it's technically the government could buy that and use it, you know, to fight terrorism. Well, it's a Zika farm to me, but that's an income approach.
Yeah, let's talk about Richard McNear.
Do we
let's talk about Richard McNear.
I want to hear about him.
Julie?
Okay.
What is McNear?
All right. Richard P. and Mary A. McNear.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You might as well know. I'm gonna tell you right now. My deck is this far away from my house, so I don't have to pay taxes on that deck. I'll tell you right now. You might know about it already.
How did you do that?
That was his argument a year ago.
My deck's that far away from my house. And why from 32,935 to 33,430?
I think he just wanted to stop in and see you, John.
Yes, referee commendation.
Good deal. Good deal.
Okay, the next two, parcel 22001484 and 22002983 Gabriel and Mercedes Rodriguez. We had a jump of 80,000 on one.
Let's look at that one.
And about 16 on the other. So,
what's going on?
Parcel 22002983 What's our story on that one?
The one with the big jump appears to have dropped
It's the neighborhood 100. So it was at 100,000, dropped to 65,000 total. There are two homes on here. So actually, one of the homes is only at 113, and then there's a small, low quality house that's at 15,000. So it's about where it should be.
Two homes.
Yeah. That's two homes, and the land's at 15,680. There was a sale. Oh, that's a really old sale. So there should be a picture of it too, right?
Yeah, we just saw it.
What were they asking?
They wanted 65,000.
It's hot there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. They wanted it to go back to last year, which was looked like a mistake.
Yeah, it's down
too far.
That's a 110.
All right, I feel better already.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, couldn't really change the quality or condition. It's average. And then that little small house is already at low quality, fair condition. So
two homes. It's probably not online, is it?
No.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Okay, parcel 22016654, John L. and Joanne Lindgren. There's one up 16. So, okay.
Where's that house at? Just out of curiosity. Golf Road, 560 Golf Road.
Golf Road.
No.
That must be the
picture.
That must be way at the end.
Golf Road, 560.
Oh, is that
undervalued, really?
Gray square house. Two-story gray square house.
More pictures? Let me see.
Where did it go?
Okay. It's paved out there.
Yeah.
2201.
And they're looking next to a golf course.
Yeah.
22003-6004, Arlen Wilson. About 20,000.
It has to be 100, 110. I'm just going to keep saying that, all right?
All right.
What's the story?
100 dropped by house.
Neighborhood 100?
Yeah.
See?
So to drop.
I should be the assessor.
22003698. Cindy L. Nkleka.
I feel like over
30,000.
Funny with that.
This drops significantly. This is neighborhood 100. Okay. I couldn't.
All right. 22020555 8 Thomas A. and Diane K. Fitch. And it went down. Okay.
The Fitch. That's.
Are we going to?
That's the counselor.
We'll be through all the ones and 110s this year. Every
counselor.
Yeah,
that one's
good. Yeah. The only thing we might tweak is what
the counselor
hire and stuff next year.
That house is. That's a nice home.
Which one are we on?
Fitch's.
It is. It's actually one of the nicest ones out there.
Yeah. 56 Joy Court.
Joy Court. In that second
cul-de-sac.
That's nice. Very nice. It's very good.
Come up 30. Come up, yeah, 39th and take a right, and then it's a cul-de-sac right there.
Yeah. There's not a sale for 300 in that whole neighborhood.
269.9 has to be a depreciation type thing because that thing is worth more than 269.
22017742. Kenneth G. and Megan R. Goobles.
$105.
Okay. Well, we better hire another group of appraisers to look into this.
Where's that one at?
It's a big $5.
Where's Google's at?
I don't understand.
It's a what?
$5 increase.
Yeah.
$5.
Well, it went to 313 though. Then back down 300.
Oh.
2470.
M Avenue?
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place out there.
I guess Fitch is there.
Cavillo had that. They've done, it looks like a lot of landscaping around it. It's I'm a big house. It's definitely with
13
that.
13 acres.
Yeah.
13
okay.
Acres.
22007-2477 Thomas H. Bipond.
Oh, that was Beach.
Went up 3,000.
Yes. Well, why would you grow this?
Okay. 22007-9943 Merlin and Christy Tremaine. There's one up 100.
Yeah.
14,000.
Oh, that's that mansion over there.
Yeah. Was that?
What did we do?
Was it 450 during the build, or was that Was it completed then?
I think the 450, was that a cap?
605.
It's been done a couple of years. County higher right. than that, so we couldn't defend it.
No. Okay.
We're started 750.
I don't know where their house is.
It's like where Mel Walter used to live.
Back side of Homer. Oh. Back up.
Back that brick house all the way to the end there.
Okay.
He's probably got 750 in it for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think that number at 450 buys materials.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
Yep. 220-205-469. Dennis and Teresa Walsh.
So this is our change.
It has a little. It sold 3 years ago for $290 and has a little appreciation on it. Last year we went. I just went basically back to last year.
Okay. 220-055-408. Craig A. Barbara Pitts. Theirs went down. So.
Yeah.
220-038-236. Linda L. and Darrell J. Chaminet. Theirs went up. 50?
What neighborhood is that?
That's neighborhood on 100. It dropped 30,000 last year.
Oh.
And now it's back up to...
That's probably on the average, okay. I think. Yeah.
The next two...
$80,000
right by Casey's?
Yeah, that one.
The next two are Jeffrey T. Tortoisell, 220172838, 220079129.
Oh, that's the one we had the third case we sent on.
Oh, that's known to me.
The one went down significantly, and the other one went up about 14,000.
The one is just land, and it's wreck ground. It's not buildable. You get lots of mud slides, rock slides, all that off of it. So we just used the 500.
The 590?
590 acre out there.
Fair enough.
Okay. 220034028. Hong, Trong, and Jose Arroyo.
Can you say that again?
Hong Kong.
Hey.
Hong Kong.
Okay.
But hey, my Chinese name is Hong Dong Long.
Junior.
Junior. The third.
Okay. 220032890. Melissa Rose.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious going to retire?
I'm out of here all this time. You guys next year.
First one up, 30,000.
Was that 100 again?
Yeah, Melissa Rose. That's on 25th Street or something, isn't it?
Rose,
I believe. If it's on East, then it's the, it'd be 110.
I'm almost sure.
When the 419 is west, yeah, oh, no, it'd be 100.
Yeah. Okay. That's not her address.
Yeah. Okay. 220032890. That's the one we just did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that one went up 30.
Rose.
That was the neighborhood. What? 100.
100.
100.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 220000794. Michelle Rohde.
You know how to spell that? That's.
I do. It's R H.
I've seen that a few times, haven't you?
20? I'm still seeing.
I'm sure.
Should be an Emerson.
310
Emerson 6. 310
Emerson
6. Okay. What was.
So what's our recommendation?
No change. Recommendation at 99.
No change. 99. It's still for $80,000 in 2015, but that didn't appear to be an arm's length transaction, and so I.
What's an arm's length transaction?
Basically,
fair market value.
Yeah, fair market value. No, no funny business. Exposure time. You can sell to your family or your neighbor.
You want to see a broker involved,
yeah.
And then a knowledgeable, willing seller and a knowledgeable buyer. But not forced to sell it like a bad thing and things like that.
And yeah, it's already at fair value. The average conditions, so I can. That appears to be market value, especially looking at comps in the area.
So we good with that, 99? With the recommendation? Let's do it.
Okay, 220273538.
The Rapp.
R. Michelle Rapp. Theirs went down.
I went, they had a 2016 appraisal that I went with.
Okay. What was your appraisal value?
Rigged. Has to be rigged.
379?
Yeah, look.
It's rigged.
Shows right up after Michelle's is done. Well, Marty's not mad at it.
Rigged.
Rigged.
Wrapped.
Normally
rigged.
Okay. 2-2-0-0-3-6-0-4-7. F and Donna Goodyear. There's one up 10,000.
Okay.
2-2-0-0-1-7-6-0-3. Shannon L. Bartle. There's one up 15. Okay. 2-2-0-0-3-4-8-5-0. Margaret R. and Randy A. Dirks. There's one up about 30.
This
is a neighborhood thing.
That's 100.
100.
Okay.
Hey, could you group those all together like the hundreds next time? So we. I mean, really.
Is it too much work?
Is it?
Because you could go through 140 of those Excel, like that.
Yeah.
I guess I could send the Excel spreadsheet to Cherie in that order, but I don't know if it stays that way. What do you know?
We just do it.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, well, we just do them as they come, and then I guess we could just, we would have 100 piles, and then they're all together.
It just makes
but next year it'll be 115
right out.
So after this year, the 100 should be all good. But that, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because I fit should be over 3.
If they can send them to us that way, then.
That, or if we can't lump them together, can we just put the name in a different colored font? Would that work? I mean, just something.
That's a good point, too. Then you see
like mobile homes, one color,
right.
100.
Yeah.
That way we know we can just breeze through these.
Right.
See, that's why you're in management.
Okay. 2-2-0-0-2-3-8-5-9. Miguel and Maria G. De Leon.
I think that name is spelled Miguel.
Miguel. It's not Miguel?
I never heard of it.
No.
It's not a Mexican name.
Okay. 2-2-0-0-2-4-9-3-6. Corey Freeze. Corey's went up.
Is this room? That's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a quality and condition change. He brought in a bunch of pictures. So I kind of met him in the middle. After I changed that, it looked okay.
We haven't had to pick a guy with another freeze.
2-2-0-0-3-9-0-4-6. Larry D. and Linda K. Grosted. There's one up 21. And you left it the same as the valuation. What was their jump? Or their neighborhood?
What do you read in that? That you're
right.
What were they asking for? And I guess it works out what they're asking.
Well, that never happened.
First.
Oh, no. They're saying that it went down.
They're asking for last year. They don't want it to.
Probably one, yeah.
Okay. All right. 2-2-0-0-5-7-1-3-3. Devin M. Bosquet. This one up 4,000.
No brainer.
He had a recent sale, and I took the recent sale and added a 3% appreciation for a year.
Okay. 2-2-0-0-5-3-1-1-1. Eduardo and Christina Mejia. There's one up 1,000.
Neighborhood 110.
Okay. 2-2-0-1-5-9-1-1-4. Karen K. Raymer. Hers stayed the same. 2-2-0-0-0-6-5-9-8. Chad J. and Melissa J. Donnelly.
Raymer is another big ox.
Okay.
So let's set aside.
All right. Is that just our second one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was Raymer, he said.
Yeah.
Karen K. Raymer. That marked. Okay, so on Donnelly, 2-2-0-0-0-6-5-9-8, Chad J. and Melissa J. Donnelly.
So it went down and they...
Went down.
They protested.
didn't go down enough, huh?
Right.
Huh. What's the reasoning there, Joe? You know? Too high.
North second.
You know where that's at?
On 611 North 2nd?
Next to my brother's place there, just across the creek from Randy's.
Is he the last house on that?
Yeah, right along that creek.
I don't think 129 is out of line for that place.
No.
I don't think that's out of line at all.
No.
I'd say 150 closer.
Yeah.
I don't know which one that is.
North 2nd, all the way at the end of the gray house.
He built it, he said himself. I think it was
poor workmanship.
Right.
All right, 22005-3154, Jose A. and Maria G. Vargas. Went up 5,000. Okay, 22018-0733, Justin G. and Sarah A. Jensen. That one went up about 30. Okay. 22003-7787, J.L. and Barbara J. Bowman. There's one up 19.
Is that a neighborhood?
This is neighborhood. It is neighborhood 100. Suggests that like a 10% economic obsolescence. There's a city maintenance yard that came after he built his house, so I think that's
something. You guys have lots of sense out there. You guys have a lot of tools in your box, don't you?
I rarely use that, but I thought that 10% would be the value a little bit more accurate.
Okay.
That's closer with you guys.
Yeah.
I think I did that once.
22073600, Jack P. Madison Trustee. And that one went down about 200,000. What was he protesting? It going down 200,000. Price per acre is too high?
We talked about it, and it's a 10-year CRP program, but. It sits on the outskirts of the city limit. It's less than 20 acres, so we wouldn't get the CRP out there.
How much? 16 acres?
This is ag land?
Yeah. It's more developmental land out.
Oh, this is that lot right out by Scott's.
What is it?
It's actually heading towards L&L. There's a 16-acre field.
And it was valued at $20,000 an acre?
That would be residential development, yeah. It would be its highest and best use where it's at. It's under 20, so we don't qualify it as ag, unless they own other land around it and it's contiguous. But he doesn't even live around here. I don't know where it's Colorado or something.
What's the property? Where's it at?
It's in the city limits. It's out by you.
It's right before L&L. So that first, was it Sunset? Is Sunset the first street?
Sunrise, Sunset.
Sunrise. So it's just on the other side of the road from Sunrise.
Okay, it's like that 20-acre lot or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's 30?
Like 16 acres.
Yeah, whatever it is. 20. Yeah.
That's the one.
So, see.
So what happened? So we changed his use to residential, I think, and that's why he had sort of been 20,000 an acre times 16 acres, right?
See, they tried at one time after 2002 or 2003 or 2004, they wanted to develop that like Milt did on the other side, put a road down the middle, but there was no water. That was kind of the deal breaker.
Oh, okay. Was that the deal? Because I was wondering what. Yeah.
Plus the backyard, you got to remember on the one side, on the south side would be the junkyard.
Yes.
You know, so
yeah.
It went nowhere.
Good development.
So he said he was going to, and I told him, I said, because I talked to him once, and he said he was going to try to get CRP, and I don't pretty small. I told him if he was able to get the CRP, then I'd take his contract number off his CRP and give him that.
None of that available right now.
No, he hasn't turned anything.
There's no CRP available.
And right now, I think it's all locked down.
It is all locked down.
I think it's full.
Okay. 2200464 09 Clint and Alyssa M. Nelson. There's one up about 20.
He's a cop in South Sea.
He was a
110
sheriff's office employee for a while.
Clint was?
Change the condition, and then there's the fire police in there, so I took that off as well.
When was that? Way back when?
Right before he went to the city.
Okay.
Okay, gentlemen. Keep me on track, gentlemen. Okay, 2200-35652, Ishmael and Gregoria Rodriguez. There's one up $30,000. What's our $30,000 jump on that one?
Neighborhood of about 95. Yeah, that house is worth it.
Is it?
2601.
What can you buy for $100,000 anymore?
It's not big, honey. It's worth it. You got to
Can't get a BMW for that much anymore.
Or a Range Rover.
I can't even get a new car for that. I remember the first time I saw a $100,000 house in Dakota County.
I was the first one in there.
Okay, 2200-61440, Ernie Herrenfeld, and his dropped.
Is it up on the river there?
It was an error that these two lots have a adjustment on it, but the middle one didn't. So okay. He owns these two, so I've just made them all the same.
Good.
That's the cliff part.
You had the best fish fry in the county.
Yeah, you really did.
That was just a computer error there.
All right.
Okay. The next two will be Richard B. Smith, 2200-31347 and 2200-30278. It looks like they jumped about 20 each.
One's a condition change. He hasn't. They're just two of his rental homes, and he hasn't done anything but paint it in the past however many years. Pictures that we had show all day of this condition, of a fair condition, lacking some maintenance there. And then the other one was just a quality and condition change. It was a bigger house, but so quality needed to go up on it, and then just with the same thing, bring the condition.
I know, I've said that. You get penalized for taking care of the place. I know. Tax people that let it run down. Shit.
Okay, 2201-49151. Michael S. and Regine A. Madison. And theirs went down.
Can we talk about this last time? Because this is right down the street from me. Like three houses down. Did they get the... can we look at that one, Joe?
Theirs went down 16.
Yeah. Okay, this is the deal. You know, they had it for sale a couple years ago, and I don't know if they got any buyers, but I think they had it overpriced. It was in the, like, low threes.
558 Keeman.
And it's he worked at... the Heritage Home place over there in Wayne, and you cannot tell it's a Heritage house. I mean, it's a beautiful house. It's big. I don't know how many square feet it is, but to me, you know, he must have built it in probably 2005, I'm guessing.
So it's a modular.
Well, it's a prefab, but, you know, he worked over there, so they...
what do they get for a discount?
That ain't the house. How do you compare that? Are you kidding me? Is that a comparable? Oh, boy.
No, he isn't. Well, I can pull some comparables.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen out there, comparable to that house. Three quarters on that acreage.
Actually, our modulars like that are selling just as... We actually, one of my highest sales last year was a modular in Julia Circle.
You know, that sales... That I don't know that... A Heritage Home is a prefab, what you would think is a modular home. I mean, it's a stick-built house built off 2x6,
size. 2x6,
yeah. And 2x8, I mean, you can build it, build it however you want.
Because you just had a sale out there, I think on the Sunrise, there was a blue...
The Chief.
Is that who? I don't know.
The fire chief bought that.
Who bought that for well over 10 minutes? And that's an older.
Yeah, you were here with the Godfather. You're going to lunch.
The new fire chief?
Yeah.
So they're selling.
What the hell's out for the fire chief?
I want to say it was like 240 or 250.
And this is the way I look at this. 239. Why did it drop? Can somebody answer that question?
Which one is it?
It's the
239.9 to 223. It's bigger than my house.
For what?
And those are sales. Yeah. Anywhere from 69 to 97 square foot.
They tried to put it up that higher. And it started back up.
And then
Sal Sue showed up and had to completely stage. Couldn't do anything.
To me, that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. If it goes to 239.9 and then it goes to 223, it went from
223. Well, that's just the numbers with those comparables and the sales as far as per square foot, what everything was selling.
How many square foot is that house? 2,400?
20-something, yeah, 2,000. Big. All those comparables were right around there, too.
Well, I'm paying too much then because it's bigger than my house, so I want to protest mine.
You're too late.
Am I? All right, I'll wait till next year. All right.
30, 20.
I mean, we can definitely take a look at it.
Yeah.
Doing no change, I mean, that's fine too.
Whatever.
I just
look at it as, you know, it's a beautiful lot, sits on 2.5 acres, and it is a nice home, very nice home. And I know you'd never guess a million years it was a prefab house by looking at it.
Yeah, which doesn't hurt. I mean, like an Iceman or something like that. That'll hurt those.
He was lower than what?
But a Wardcraft.
Yeah, he asked for 239, and we went to
223. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Boy, Joan, I've got a whole
better
bunch of ideas for
actually.
Yeah, we can
give him what he asked.
We can even have a little asterisk.
What did he ask for?
239.
We can even have something to know.
He wanted to keep it the same.
We had to hide away.
And we lowered it.
The thing is, it's easy for me as a referee to sit here and just write a number down. I have to have, you know, make the computer match what
I understand.
My recommendations are.
Equal.
Yeah. And so I guess.
And we're not doubting, or I'm not doubting, right. I should say, your formula of the way you're doing things. But I just, like I said, I know the house. I've been in the house. And to me, I don't know, it's if that's worth 223.
No.
Mine should be 190.
If we give them what they're asking, 239.9, which is higher than what you guys are saying, mm-hmm. when next year rolls around and it's higher than the 239, or will it just wait until it inflates up to 239?
No, it'll be next year. If we don't change it, it'll be 239.9 next year, too.
Okay.
Yeah. It won't fix the computer.
But there's no way for them to get it right. What he's saying, he's got to have the right information to get to 239.9. He can't just put a number out of the sky.
Scott told you.
Well, yeah, you guys can. I mean,
shouldn't you have whatever you want?
If you put 239.9, we can make it fit.
Yeah.
I mean, their recommendation is this: what the recommendation? We can do whatever we wish.
You guys. Yeah.
I mean, we got the final say. So,
but if they're asking for 230, if they're asking for it, you know, no reason to give them.
And I understand your formula. Don't get me wrong. Right. But I think we need to leave that at. I think we need to leave it at the 239.9.
We can make that.
Okay.
All right.
Can I?
Yeah.
As I just put it at a 40 quality, 30 condition, and it's 319.
What kind of conditions are then?
They're average.
Average.
What's the highest quality that you have on your scale?
The highest quality.
60.
50 is the highest we have in the county, but you can have a 60.
Is yours a 60?
Mine is a
62 and a half.
Mine is a 10. Negative 10.
I've got toe straps holding my house.
Yeah. And the toe strap adds 3%.
So do we need to make a motion on this one individually or not? Or yes.
This one we're going to go different.
I think we'll have to make it.
Okay.
So somebody made a motion.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on protest parcel number 220149151, and it was set at 239.9 the previous, and I want to go with the current is going to stay the same at 239.9. Fair?
I'm there, really.
Second.
239.
Oh, yeah.
This Bill second?
Yeah, Bill second. So if we... Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, parcel 22004652, Juan Preciado and Maribel Becerra.
That one only went up 6,000.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Very good.
Do they own National? Becerra's?
No.
I thought they owned National.
National
Motors. Well, someone told me that the Sarah's owned that. Okay, parcel 22005757567, Silverio Preciado. There's one up 70. What was our jump on that one?
This is a commercial. This is a car lot.
Okay.
So we have it as retail and service repair garage. That's basically what it is. I've already got it at the lowest quality.
What's your name, East 15?
This land is worth $73,000, so that's probably where most of the jump came
from. Is that
from.
The one on...
It's 25th, I want to say.
15th, I think it said.
15th.
Oh.
That says 15th.
That's the owner's address, but it's on 29th.
Oh,
it's on the corner of 29th Street. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Worth that
much. Yeah. Oh, it was commercial. It's going to be all.
Is that National?
Yeah. Most commercial stuff is going to be a big jump.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it hasn't really.
Stories
about it. It's grind. It's worth it.
I don't have a sale here.
It's on there. Just go down.
Yeah.
Is that right by the bank? It's the National Bank.
It is. There is a sale on there.
Well, that's not Becerra's,
that is it?
Just
bought from,
no. Becerra's. Say Becerra.
Becerra. Yeah.
Becerra.
Okay. Parcel 22016815, Timothy D. and Deborah A. Johnston. There's only one up 3,000.
Yeah, no change.
Okay. 22002385, Randy S. Heisey. His went up 17. You better take a look at Randy's. Is he one of those neighborhood jumps?
The one that had the bad rent.
Yeah, he's got some actually bad rent.
Randy S. Heisey, that stands for slumlord.
He has one newer one.
Number 370 is a rubber bead. I'm not sure.
Oh, they have West and 9th?
Rubber bead?
Okay.
No, it's number 370.
I believe the statement.
And that. Right, I think it's the wrong name.
Oh, let me.
Well,
Randy Heisey rented to Robert Bean, if I remember.
You know, right. Yeah, I wrote
for it. Sold on contract.
They're selling, yeah.
It's a little house. It's
I wrote the wrong name on there. It's Heisey. Okay, that's why I don't remember.
The owner is Heisey.
Yeah.
We're going to make Randy get a DOT sticker for his wig.
Yeah.
He drives that old slingshot around Nebraska. He doesn't wear a helmet. Those are motorcycles.
Is it?
That's what it's categorized as.
It is.
Okay. So
okay. Right, are we okay with that one?
Yep, I'm okay on that.
Yeah. All right.
He does wear.
He does.
Oh, terrible. Bunions, Tic Tacs, the same ones since 1970.
I know.
Doug.
Confirmed it. Oh, I do need to take
okay. 22002148, Eldon D. Sappingfield. This one about 8,000. Okay, this one's commercial. 22014151, PK Coffin Properties, LLC. They went up about 80,000. Which home is this?
It's a commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know any there.
Not really.
Let's see by the marker.
Okay, oh, you did PK Coffin, didn't you? That's the dental, or the... Caddy Corner from Come and Go. Or right across the street from Pelago.
Yeah, he just bought this in last
the old,
year.
The old GMAC building?
Yeah.
Or
the Boys and Girls home.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was in bad shape when he bought it, but they've remodeled it since and opened it.
So this is a lot of work that needs to be done. The only thing they've done so far as a remodel would be new carpet and paint the ceilings.
It's a big building, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Really?
So that's based on condition and square foot.
That's not that building. That building is
No, those aren't even close to the same.
Well, he's trying to pull those for comps?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in that building. It's huge. Yeah. Really.
Yeah, it's a big.
What's he having there for business?
Foot doctor, I think.
Isn't he? Oh. Okay, let's go with the recommendation. We're good.
Yeah. Look at my athletes. Okay, 220007063. Gary E. and Victoria Olson. And theirs went down. So, okay.
That their residence on the river?
That went down?
Yeah. Went down about 60,000.
That's one of the nicest ones on the river in Dakota City, isn't it?
What were they asking?
Randy Brackman.
No, Olson.
I know, but that's...
Oh, that's who comes up?
Gary Olson.
I don't...
Who did that?
Olson. Wrong or
there
something.
It is.
Gary.
Oh, that's right here.
This one from 337, asking...
They went to 262.
Yeah, I'm at 271.
Oh, so...
That's a spare one.
Yeah. We went down a lot.
It's courthouse.
That's a magnificent home.
Is it?
That's a 40-40.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine the girls.
All I have some pictures, so if you guys.
Know.
Yeah, that's like
right on the river.
About anything I've ever done.
If we need to switch these, because I mean, I definitely can. Like I said, you guys know these homes better than I do.
Yeah, they don't have. They can't pull a sale to support that number.
He wanted 262 and sits on the corner. 271. We went down 60,000.
Yeah.
For him going up 10.
Did they put a picture of it up on there so you can...
I don't know.
That's a different one.
Yeah, it looks like somehow Randy Grecken got pulled into the middle of...
Oh, Randy's stuck in there. That's Randy's pool there, that picture.
That's 400,000-gallon pool.
Yeah.
And now we're back to the Broyhill Edition, 1302 Elm. Is this where we're at? No, that's Randy Gregson.
That got slipped in there somehow.
I know, I got a little
got scanned
stand in there wrong. To average.
But maybe it needs to go back up.
What's Olson's parcel?
Yeah.
They're asking for 2.62, and we valued it at 271.
We went up 9 and went down.
Do you remember how you come up with 271? They're comparables.
We just change the quality.
Yeah, quality.
Quality.
If you think it's good quality.
Yeah, we can definitely switch to that.
Yeah, that definitely should be revisited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between those?
No, I'm sure.
He's roof pitch, architectural changes in the windows, extra panes on the door, three-car attached. Yeah, that's a 40.
So put it on Thursday's list? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I think we'll
be missing that.
It'd be different if it was in the ballpark and just being the same. I mean, that's with anybody.
Huge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 corners just on the front.
That's a nice odds.
Okay.
Okay, the next two will belong to Rolanda and Martha Quezada. 220041725, 220053804. They went up about 15 and 10.
Four.
Oh, excuse me, four.
Remember this round?
Okay. Anything that sticks out on these guys?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will belong to Mark Albanicious Rentals, LLC. 220048541, 220048495, 220048304, 220035377, 220039569. And We got raises of 6. We went down 8. Down 20. Up 16. And up 4.
Purchase 49.
16.
Oh. You said that area 100 again.
He just purchased this in January of 16 for 49. We're at
55.
Okay.
Same thing, another one purchased in November of 2016 for 60,600. We're at 79 now.
Yeah.
Another one for 71. We're at 84.
So we're over what he paid for him. Yeah.
Another 71. We're at 86.
Can we justify higher than his purchase price? Then?
Yeah.
Can we?
Well, Mark is the kind of guy, you know, when I had 5 houses for sale, he approached me trying to buy, and he thought it was way too high, and I had no problem to sell them. I sold them within a week.
Okay.
Before I put in, I mean, he's a smart guy, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
I'm
so, we, it's kind of a wash. We went up on a couple, yeah, down on a couple.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah. Just leave them alone. Yeah. Say, you know, I'm
okay. Should we wait for Randy? He said he was.
We don't know if he went with.
He wanted to be here. He wanted a call. I went back to last year's value. He said that he was here last year, I guess, at the board meeting, and you guys, the referee and the board and him, all agreed with this value. And I don't know why it didn't stick.
It went up $10.
Oh, that's because of the that's because I changed the depreciation, and you can only go to 4 decimal points.
Just how the computer ran.
So yeah, it didn't. The $10, that's as close as I could get to the value when I overrode the depreciation.
So if we go, does anybody have a problem with us just waiting until the end? We've only got 10 more.
He wanted wanted Joan to call him, but he's like, just have her call Randy.
So he apparently wants more than 343. Is that it?
Yeah, this was the value that the board, the referee, just, and him decided last year.
So what does he want now?
He wants it back to that.
Stay the same.
He wants it to stay the same.
Yeah, we did.
So now is a recommendation.
That's a recommendation.
Yeah. So
let's go and get it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The $10 difference is a computer thing.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Let's leave it.
Okay, we are on parcel 22001 4957, Randall L. Greppen, and it's 343,590, which you guys agreed on last year, and 343,600.
Yeah. So let's leave it.
Just leave it.
Looks good.
Okay, the next two are Gordon E. Crow Trust, 22003-6209 and 22003-6055.
Dollar General Store?
Gone up 20,000 and 2,000.
Oh,
this is
I talked to Gordon. Yeah, I remember that.
That's the one Dakota Avenue, right?
Yeah. So one of them is Evelyn's Bakery.
The other one is
And on Evelyn's, I went in there, and I don't know, and I told him, I'll tell you that we would send some guys out. I went there and they let me go through the back end of it, and they've got some condition problems in the back. And I wanted to make sure we accounted for that.
Yeah, because he ain't got nothing to the place.
He doesn't do nothing. No, he told me with the lobby. I was in there with him. He goes, "This lobby's great." I'm looking at it, and that's like 25-year-old tile. It probably has asbestos in it.
And the other building is the Dollar General Store, right?
Yeah, and then what he was mad at with that was that we picked up the asphalt, and he thought we picked up on the side of the Dollar General. We got a place to stick the carts or something in there, I guess. He thought we had, and I told him no. I said, that's a paved parking lot, so it has a new value now. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything we can do about that. That's just what a paid parking lot is. Hello. And I just don't know what the condition is on that building.
What's that? Commercial, it was like that. Since commercial's coded a little different, they only have the four codes. Yeah. They're bringing those down, starting about 100.
Oh, gory.
Yeah. So the only thing I saw, I'd say his lobby is fair, but the back end is, looks like they got some foundation problems. The one wall's in pretty bad shape.
I'm sorry. The parking lot one, I fixed some quality conditions there. From 222 to 172, and he was wanting 149.
We can't go to that.
Are you kidding?
I don't
want my truck stopping out there.
I don't think you can do anything.
No.
In the building, it just depends on where you guys have to. I was going to ask him about it.
He has to be in his 90s, isn't he?
Right. He's going from 343,590 to 343,600.
He called you.
Tell him
these people don't understand that.
Bonuses, and if we can do anything, let us know. All right, thanks, Randy.
That $10 is just a flat fee we charge. If they talk to me, it's $10.
Hey, Kevin, would you ask Jeff something for me?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going
to... Well, you guys did 115, so it's going to be tackling actually
115. I'm cheap. $10.
So what are we going to do with Gardner?
Recommendation, referee.
Yeah, I got it.
He's making up money on rental.
He doesn't go down on his rent. He doesn't fix the buildings.
Okay, the next two are Kent Meyer. 22001684 and 22002590. And it looks like we went up 7 and 12.
Perfect.
Yeah, but they are rental properties, so there's a little bit of condition adjustment on those. One of them was coded wrong as far as quality goes.
I think I'm comfortable.
They're
raises.
Yeah, they're not the nicest little places, so I kind of met in the middle.
Okay. 22001608, Tony M. Barnes. His more than doubled.
Neighborhood deal.
That's the neighborhood.
Tony Barnes.
That was a neighborhood.
4th Avenue?
5th.
That's 100 if it's on the west side.
Okay. 22003-1789, Juana Barajas. Hers went up 8,000.
No change.
Okay, the next one is commercial. 22015-6751. AutoZone Development Corporation, and theirs went up about 200,000, 150, 160.
AutoZone.
I guess the only thing we can do is just go with the recommendation, and then if they want to come after us, they will.
They're equal. Again, we compared them to other autos.
Okay, the next two are Bell Fury Investment Group, 22002158. 22003938.
Here we go.
Seven and nine.
Are those rentals again?
That guy broke
up
every parcel in
Dennis
County.
So the only two we got to talk about is the Ox ones, right?
And I have Dennis Moore here, but it's not on this list.
Okay.
He's the one that's trying to use that.
I went with appraisal.
What's the
it's
number?
Not the best appraisal.
Yeah.
Parcel number.
No, the top one. 5-3, the top.
5-3, what were you saying?
Protest number.
374.
37.
5-3.
We did talk about
We did talk
37
about
what?
374.
I'm sorry, I left the wrong one. Okay.
374, parcel number 22011856. And
I went with the appraisal, although apparently it's not the best appraisal.
Yeah, we turned him in last year, and he got a little bad boy letter for shit work.
So
that appraisal is bad. We turned in six guys last year. Five out of six
appraisers.
Got bad boy letters.
Yeah, appraisers.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
We've got some pretty loose appraisers that we have to use. So
I don't know why you guys want to deal with this. I went with the appraisal.
This is South Fork down in the corner. This is the one that created all everybody in South Fork protesting because we dropped him last year on that appraisal.
Yeah.
And then Wayne Boyd protested, and it just went right around the loop.
That was Wayne Boyd.
Yeah. Wayne was very disappointed that Dennis got lowered.
So I
don't know what we want to do with it, guys.
So what's the dollar amount that we're at right now? What was it previous?
Three something, I want to say.
Original assessor value of 321,245.
Yeah.
He wanted 293.
Jesus. And then that's another. That $10 is just another.
Right. Yeah. 293. The one we go
as
to.
As close as I can get.
He wanted 293. What's the referee's recommendation?
I went with the appraisal, but yeah, that's. Yeah. When you go with Peter, that's as close.
We
as
think.
Can.
Yeah.
If the house is out of Delmonicious, they're not a $100,000 more house than that house.
If you look at it, it's. This one's bigger. The thing that the people are bringing up out there that he didn't turn, he's got like an $80,000 outdoor kitchen in the back. And he just had it last year.
Oh, people are.
Yeah, this guy that did the appraisal never worked in their county before. He went to Storm Lake, I think, and found him. Brought him in, so I'm assuming they know each other. Yeah.
Okay, so. Do we want to relook it? Do you guys want to go out and take a look at this one for Thursday as well?
I think we do.
I think it makes sense.
I would recommend it.
Yeah, I'd feel better with that, too.
Yeah.
Especially if we had that, started that issue up in last year as well. Yeah. Oh, trying to get it back where it needs to be.
We'll end up with Wayne and everything
okay.
again.
Someone have to.
Okay, so we have parcel 22000763, parcel 22011856, and let me give me a second to find the notes here. And I'm getting close, Joan.
What is it?
Parcel 22013678. To hear on Thursday.
Okay.
And Cornell on the front page. If I have Thursday written by, do you have that?
Cornell.
I thought that was a big ox.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll decide those
so
to go Thursday.
A Thursday.
Deer and right after
Cornell. Yeah, okay. Okay. That one. And they'll have one more, John.
One, two, three. So number 316, Raymer is a big ox.
Yep, and 22015114 to forego hearing those today and move them to Thursday.
Okay.
I'll make that. Do I make that motion?
Sure.
I'll make that motion.
Do we need to make? Do we need action on that or not?
That's an action.
Or do we need them?
We can do that.
I guess if we do make a motion, though, we're not out anything.
Kevin Rohde. Okay, second.
My second.
Okay. Thursday ones. How many were there?
Four.
One, two, five.
Three.
There's five.
Four.
So we got two big ox. Two big ox.
Yes, Joe.
Dennis Moore.
Tony.
Gary Olson. And Tim
Kevin.
Becker. Yes.
Yep. Marty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see.
That's
5-1.
Yep. Okay.
So then the remainder, we go with the referee's recommendation.
Okay, is that a motion?
Yeah, we do. Put all those, say all those numbers.
I'll second his motion. That's his motion. I'll second it for the referee's recommendation for the following of the ones besides Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the Krug?
I know Fitch.
I know the Krug.
We got a lot of work.
So Bill made a motion, I second it.
Oh, thank you.
No. He gets through.
Tony.
Get ready.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty. Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Another snack.
Yes, John.
No, he's not saying it completely was it.
Yeah. Okay.
Where did you go find that one?
We still have a meeting.
Oh, yeah, we're not done yet.
Okay, we are done with C on new business. We'll move on to D, the closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases. And I do not have the list, so I need to read that.
Have it.
Right there in front of you, underneath.
Underneath.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to go into closed session to discuss some Turk cases.
Do I need to read those Turk cases?
Yes.
Okay, Turk case 16R. 0204, 16R0209, 16R0210, 16R0038, 16R0203, 16R0043, 16R0183. A motion to go.
Did you say 83 or 844? It doesn't matter. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go into closed session to discuss the following Turk case numbers that Kevin just read off.
Second.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Can you kick the door shut?
Yep, I can do that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay. It is 11:06.
Okay, we're in closed session.
All right, guys. Let's see. First one.
Let's before we do anything, yeah. He needs to just say why we're in closed session again. Then Joe needs to shut the recorder off.
Okay, we are in closed session to discuss negotiations on the previous Turk cases. Recording?
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Second it.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Bill, get
on. I would move to allow the county attorney to offer settlements in these Turk cases that we just reviewed in closed session.
I second that.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, that is it for new business. Move on to mail and or emergency business. None?
Zero.
Public comment?
Zero.
None. Okay. We will be adjourned with the next Board of Equalization meeting to be July 20th at 9 a.m.
Get rid of this 18th.
That's Thursday. We have a big day on Thursday.
How many Thursdays?
About the same number they said.
Yeah.
140. About the same number?